CRTV News with Winston Lebga. The main points. The registration of eligible voters in Cameroon and the process of updating the country's electoral roll for 2024 ends today, August 31, at midnight. Torrential rains destroy household property and other materials in Douala. Abroad, heavy rains and flooding across Sudan have left 31 dead, thousands displaced, and many more sleeping on the streets. Cameroon's under-20 women's football team clash with Mexico at 9 p.m. Cameroon time today in the World Cup of that category. The development of these stories and others next. The voter registration process for this year in Cameroon that was supposed to end at 2 o'clock this afternoon has been extended to midnight. The instruction was given by the Director General of Elections Cameroon, ELECAM, Dr. Eric Issouse, after a visit to some registration centers in Yaoundé. Ngu Henry reports.
The visit took the Director General of Elections Cameroon, ELECAM, Dr. Eric Issouse, to the Yaoundé 3 Council Branch in Simeon and a voter registration center at the Efulangpong neighborhood, still in the municipality, barely 2 hours to 2 p.m., the initial closing time for the revision exercise for this year in the country. Be it at Simeon or Efulang, eligible voters turned out in their numbers for the registration process. Some of the latecomers say they were surprised to hear that the exercise that began on January the 2nd rounds off this Saturday, August the 31st.
I'm called Volta. I didn't know the last day for registration. I should run and come and register as fast as possible. So I forgot about the last day. They told me that I should line up here. My ID card in my hand and then I will.
The ELECAM boss, Dr. Eric Issouse, reminded them that voter registration is a civic responsibility and instructed his collaborators to ensure the registration of all those who turned out at the council branches across the nation till midnight. He says the exact number of eligible voters registered this year in the country will be made known in the days ahead.
In Bafassam, many city dwellers have been rushing to ELECAM subdivisional branches this Saturday to get themselves registered on the electoral roll. Most of the last-day eligible voters jostling for space to get registered blame their last-minute rush on professional constraints and proximity challenges. Isaac Ngonkum reports.
As the saying goes, it is better late than never. And so it was for the hundreds of potential voters in Bafoussam who turned out in their numbers to register before ELECAM declares closed the annual revision of electoral registers for 2024. Unlike any ordinary year, this year's revision is crucial as only those duly registered will enjoy the citizen rights and privilege of electing the President of the Republic for the next 7 years on the one hand, and members of parliament and municipal councillors on the other, a privilege too dear to neglect. Reasons why this young lady, who for professional reasons has been working in Bamenda, Northwest region, had to hurry back to the Bafoussam 1 ELECAM branch this last day of August to register after completing the registration modalities. Camden, in his early 40s, on his part, breathes a sigh of relief for finally having his name in the book of decision ahead of the church electoral calendar in the country. Considering the huge number of last-minute registration candidates, ELECAM officials in the region have brought in additional registration kits to reinforce the operational capacity of subdivisional branches in registering the maximum number of potential voters. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
Political affairs editor Albert J. Bonde now highlights the reasons and the importance of getting registered and voting when the time comes.
The registration of over 600,000 potential voters in 2024 is the best score in the registration exercise since the February 9, 2020 legislative and municipal elections. This probably due to the twin elections that were expected in February next year and the presidential election considered the mother of all elections. But that notwithstanding, it's always important for every Cameroonian of 20 years and above to be registered for elections at a privileged moment to have a say on important issues affecting the life of the nation, from roads to waste disposal, the right to decent housing, access to education and health care. Within our present context, especially in the northwest and southwest regions, it is a perfect reminder that the power of the ballot is far bigger and better than the power of the bullet. Elections give the citizenry the power to choose not only their own local representatives, but also their president, who incarnates the institutions and mandated with the prime responsibility of taking care of their well-being. Therefore, if you don't vote, others will choose for you. Even though over 600,000 potential voters may be considered an encouraging figure, it is far below the electoral potential of Cameroon. And remember, it is never a good decision to wait for the last minutes.
Our guest on the news today is the Vice President of the Electoral Board of Elections Cameroon, Apolline Maria Benaikobina. She has just completed a mini-tour of some localities in the central region to ascertain the effectiveness of voter registration. She had a chat with Albert Njebonde.
Madam Apolline Marie Abenaikobena, you embarked on a contact tour in the central region. What evaluation do you make after your trip?
Thank you, Albert. The evaluation of the field trip is very satisfying. We notice an evolution on the field, an evolution of the number of citizens being registered in the electoral list. We notice also the involvement of all the stakeholders of this process. And we do think that everybody did his job, ELECAM, the administration, the political parties, and so on.
Over 600,000 registered just in 2024. I must say this is the best score since the 2020 twin elections in Cameroon. What could account for this?
We think that all the actors of this process wanted to have the best result on the field. ELECAM especially sent teams on the field closer to the population. The strategies used by ELECAM were fruitful strategies. For example, the teams of ELECAM went to the localities, knocking at each door, for example. They used, for example, the contribution of the local authorities, the traditional rulers, the religious authorities to send their message. The principal strategy was this collaboration. ELECAM is satisfied by the involvement of all the stakeholders.
This couldn't have been successful without some major challenges.
If I take the example of, for example, the young people, the women, the first challenge was the lack of national identity cards. The population has to be aware of the fact that when you are lacking this document, you will face many, many problems on the field. For example, if you are not registered, if you lose your voter card with your identity, you can vote. But when you don't have this document, you cannot vote. You do not exist for the electoral process. The other problem we faced was the problem of communication, the distances from the retired place of our localities to ELECAM branch. And we have the beginning of the rainy season now. It is very difficult for our population to move from a place to another. Another difficulty was the lack of confidence to the electoral process, especially concerning the young population. We have another difficulty related to the fact that we didn't produce electoral card. 3 years we didn't produce, and therefore that it was completely lost. But I can confirm that in the coming days, we will produce electoral cards.
The registers closed this Saturday. What next? What message?
The next operations ELECAM has to make is to clean the registers, the person who moved from a place to another. You know, the dead person on our register has to be cancelled. And we have to produce on December the first registers. And we invite all the population to come and verify if their names are written in the correct way, if there is not any omission, and so on.
So, globally, you are optimistic?
Very optimistic, because we saw how the population were running to the electoral branches to get registered. We got the collaboration of all the stakeholders, religious authorities, administrative representative, the traditional rulers, and so on, the political party. And it's normal that at the end of this process, we say congratulations to all these people.
Okay. Madame Apolline Marie Abena Ekobena, Vice President of the Electoral Board of Elections Cameroon, thank you for being guest on the 3 p.m. news.
Thank you so much, Albert.
Back to School 2024, a special slot on the news.
The senior divisional officer for MESM, that's in the northwest, Simon Emile Moore, has stated that more government security forces will be deployed to schools in the division during the upcoming academic year to ensure the safety of learners in the challenging security context. During a school resumption preparatory meeting in Bamenda, two towns, Bali and Bafut, were identified as localities where insecurity is very rife. Killer Valerie Sala reports.
Kishin remains under attack in the conflict hit northwest. Teachers and learners have been kidnapped, tortured, and others have lost their lives. In the build up to the new academic year, there have been reports of separatist threats to implement school boycott operations in part of MESM division. But the divisional officer for Touba, Narcisse Metuge, reassures of heightened security measures for effective school resumption.
All measures are taken for each of the either concentration centers or functioning schools to have permanent security. We are equally putting up an operational plan to have constant patrol during school hours to ensure that their movement to school and back home is equally safe.
Despite the prevailing insecurity, an estimated 90,000 resilient pupils in some 476 schools accessed classrooms last year. Meanwhile, 45 public schools and 23 private and church-owned secondary and high schools in part of MESM division were opened same period. Killer Valerie Salas, CRTV News, Bamenda.
School materials have been distributed to head teachers in Mura. This during the 23rd edition of an Excellence Award ceremony in the Far North, organized by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in Charge of Public Contracts, Ibrahim Talba Mala. 119 laureates from Mayo Sava Division got the Excellence Awards. Amos Enonyaket Agbo.
119 laureates drawn from 37 schools in the Mayo Sava Division were the happy beneficiaries of the 23rd edition of the Excellence Awards of the Minister Delegates at the Presidency in Charge of Public Contracts, Ibrahim Talba Mala. The laureates received didactic materials, with 8 of them receiving bicycles to facilitate their movement to schools. While thanking the benefactor, the laureates promised to work hard so as to be deserving in the future. Minister Talba Mala used the opportunity to call on all sons and daughters of the Mayo Sava to ensure a proper education of their children, insisting that education is the key. Despite years of insecurity due to Boko Haram atrocities, the Mayo Sava division is fast recovering, with socio-economic activities gaining steam. Mora, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
Orphans amongst whom are children of deceased police officers in the southwest region have received didactic materials to help them prepare for school resumption. The donations were made in Boya by the southwest branch of the Police Women's Wives Association, Poa. Ombo Suzimunjoa reports.
The back-to-school excitement is real for orphans in the southwest region, particularly children of deceased police officers drawn from the six divisions of the region. School bags, books, ream of papers and other didactic materials are just what they need to resume classes this academic year.
Munzi Rena, I am so happy for everything Poa has done for me. I'm so excited to go back to school and we pray that we will make them proud.
I was very worried on how I was going to have things like my ream of paper since I'm a year one university student. But now I'm going to start school with my materials. Thank you to Poa Association.
Understanding the toll that the loss of a parent can have on the family, the spouses of staff of the National Security Service under the Policemen's Wives Association, POWA, began this drive 3 years ago to reduce the gap caused by the absence.
Bonnie Linda, president of Kumba Branch. The message we bring to them is a message of hope that even though the fathers have gone, the police family still cares for them. We want them to study well. We want them to progress.
The back-to-school donation is also a form of encouragement to inspire the children to focus on their studies and future aspirations. Humbo Suzi Munchoa, CRTV News, Boya.
Back to School 2024, that was our special slot on the news.
17 past 3 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. Household property and other materials have been damaged in some neighborhoods in Douala due to torrential rainfall. Skola Maloke with details.
For 3 days, the Director General of Taxation, Roger Mayong Abad, met with several professional associations who presented different proposals aimed at...
We do apologize for that mix-up. We now move to Bamenda in the northwest, where the CPDMSM 1 section is making sure its officials know their responsibilities and their accountability. The section top brass have inspected projects carried out under their directives, like the Bamenda Nkwe Agricultural Center for Women, road repair works, school renovation and electricity rehabilitation operations, while assessing the impact on the local populations. Jolenda Rosa Fanui reports.
For 2025 academic year, classrooms in selected schools within Bamenda 1 municipality, such as GS Station, have undergone renovation to provide a comfortable learning environment for pupils. A standard football stadium is currently under construction, which is poised to become a premier sporting facility in the northwest region. Healthcare in the municipality is also receiving a boost with the renovation of a theater facility. The section president for CPDM Mesam 1, Tanifom Peter, gave a favorable review of the project.
This system of accountability was not in place. It would have been difficult for us to measure. So you can only measure something that you have set. So Mr. Mayor and his team, we are happy about that so far.
The mayor of Bamenda 1 Council, Biga Felix, commented that his primary objective is to serve the people of his municipality in line with the directives of the party leadership.
When we took over our powers as community leaders, our first principal project was to bring peace in this community, of which we are with the elites of the community and we realized that project. I want to thank the elites for coming back to evaluate us. This has made me to sit on a comfortable seat.
The evaluation of the development projects by the CPDM 1 section in Mesam 1 serves as a reminder to elected officials that they are accountable to the people. Jalenta Rose Ofanui, CRTV News, Bamenda.
We try to hook up with Skola Maloke in Douala, where household property and other materials have been reportedly damaged in some neighborhoods due to torrential rainfall.
The weather this Saturday in Douala has been relatively good as the economic capital gradually regains its shine after the torrential rains which caused significant flooding on Friday. The floods in some neighborhoods like Koto in the Douala 5 subdivision caused significant material damages, fortunately with no loss in human life. In some flood-prone areas, the spectacle was more distressing as important assets were damaged or destroyed by the rain. It should be recalled that during the administrative and security coordination meetings in the littoral held in June, the issue of flooding was raised with the regional governor urging municipal authorities to look for ways of minimizing flooding in the city this year. Skola Maloke, CLTV News, Douala.
Members of the Union of Hotels and Tourism Industry Employers in the South Region have held a two-day brainstorming session on ways of revamping the sector that has been badly hit by the frequent closure of the borders. They discussed the matter during the annual General Assembly that took place in Ambam capital. In Ambam, Silas Quine reports.
Barely recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic, the hospitality industry in the South faces a number of other complex challenges. Marie-Josiane Azor is the regional president of the Union of Hotels and Tourism Industry Employers. Since 2019-2020, the sector is not doing very well due to the COVID-19 that we had, the closure of borders on the side of Gabon and Equatorial Guinea and the state of the route. We hope that our messages will be channeled to the right persons so that our problems can be resolved.
Resolution.
This annual General Assembly offers members of the Hotels Industries and Tourism Employers Federation from the four divisions of the region the opportunity to look back, exchange ideas, and bring the sector back to life. Chantal Lewat is National President of the Union.
We are so pleased to be here today in the South to share our ideas, our problems, to solve sometimes some misunderstanding.
Key players of this sector that employs hundreds of Cameroonians in the South have agreed to collaborate more closely in order to share innovations and deploy new services. Silas Nkwine, CRTV News.
In the Ocean Division, we are still in the South Region. Staff of public and private sectors have been taking part in the monthly sports walk there in a move to keep fit and to stay efficient at work. The senior divisional officer, Nuhu Bello, encouraged them to relentlessly keep fit as he joined them in the sports walk in Kribi, from where Politica Polycap Ati reports.
Close to 60 personnel from different delegations, private and parapublic sector, covered more than 30 kilometers in the resource city of Kribi in a sport walk organized by the SDO of the Ocean Division, Nuhu Bello. Speaking at the end of the exercise, which has as objective to keep the personnel fit in order to be productive in their various services, the SDO hailed the participants for being loyal to his call.
I want to congratulate all personnel and person who have come here to take part in this match. This match is for our health.
According to the SDO of the Ocean Division, the crowd pulling exercise, which has been dormant since the outbreak of COVID-19, will henceforth be performed on regular basis, not only to keep the personnel fit, but fortify social cohesion among them.
It is important for living together, a spirit, but also for good work. We have to have a good health to have a good work.
Overwhelmed with the multiple benefits offered by sport work, the participants expressed joy towards the initiative of the SDO of the Ocean Division, Nuhu Bello, and his collaborators, as they hope to meet again in September ending. Polycap Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
Abroad, thousands of Sudanese are reportedly displaced. Many others are sleeping on the streets, and 31 have died in the northern part of the country due to heavy rains and flooding this month. Sudan is said to be facing one of the world's biggest displacement crises on account of the ongoing war there. In Japan, trains and flights have been cancelled as one of the strongest typhoons to hit the country in decades drenches cities in its path. At least 6 people have been killed and more than 100 injured after Typhoon Shanshan made landfall in southwestern Japan on Thursday. In sports, Cameroon is looking forward to winning her first medal at the Paris Paralympics. Maui Alet Fokua this afternoon will compete in the discus throw final. Team Cameroon's flag bearer, Darcy Marie Antoinette, lost her bronze medal fight in Taekwondo earlier today. Football. The under-20 women's football team will open their FIFA World Cup campaign in that category today against Mexico. The match will be played at the El Campín Stadium in Bogota, Colombia, and kickoff time is 9 p.m. Cameroon time. Harrison Ashotiku.
The 39,000 capacity El Campín Stadium in Bogota will host the under-20 Lionesses Group A opener against Mexico at 9 p.m. Coach Hassan Bala, who has never lost a match in his 9 outing with the team, will be hoping for another victory tonight. Sports journalist Boris Eseno says on paper the Lionesses have the advantage.
Looking at the qualifiers for both sides, it hasn't really been the best of result. If you look at the last 5 games for Mexico, they've succeeded in picking up just 1 victory, 3 defeats and 1 draw. And for Cameroon, they've picked up 4 victories and 1 draw in their last 5 games that they've played in terms of the qualifiers, friendly games.
Naomi Eto'o, Lamine Mana and teammates rounded off their more than 1 week camping in Bogota yesterday with joy and confidence going into tonight's match. Boris Esono adds that the least he expects from tonight is a draw for the Lionesses.
Cameroon is going to this particular game with their heads high. Remember that Hassan Bala, they have been preparing to make sure that they fine-tune all the tactics heading into this particular game. And I believe and I hope that they can come out with at least a point in this particular game.
The under-20 Lionesses need to win tonight's match so that they will be going into their next Group A match against the host Colombia on the 3rd of September with their heads high.
The Indomitable Lions head coach Mike Breeze has published a list of 24 players to defend the country in the upcoming AFCON Morocco 2025 qualifiers. The list was published on Friday evening on the Cameroon Football Federation's digital platform. Amongst the absentees, Castelletto, Choupo-Moting, Wumi Gandale, and Koundé Malong. Here is the report with Ben Collins, New Berriwo.
24-year-old Boris Eno Takang, who plays for GC United in the U.S. Major Soccer League, is the only newcomer among the 24 called by head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breeze. Frank Magri of Toulouse in France, whose last appearance in the Indomitable Lions den dates back to the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations in Côte d'Ivoire, is coming back to combine in the attack line with Christian Basogo, Brian Bomo of Brentford in England, Captain Vincent Aboubakar, Didier Lamkelzi, George Kevin Kudu, and Jules Amanko of Ulster Football Club of Douala, who scored 22 goals in the league and 2 in the Cup of Cameroon. There are 5 midfielders: Andre Frank Zambuangisa, Carlos Baleba, Olivier Cham, Martin Hongla and Ivan Niu. With the absence of Jean-Charles Castelletto at the defense compartment, coach Mark Breeze has renewed his confidence in Christopher Wo, Harold Mokodi, Mike Ngandu, Guy Marcelin Kilama, Fai Collins, Nou Tolu, Jackson Chachua and Ivan Nyabeye Dibangu. Andre Onana of Manchester United is expected to lead at the goalpost compartment that has Simon Omosola and Simon Ngapandwentbu. Under coach Mark Breeze, the Indomitable Lions have played 2 matches, FIFA World Cup qualifiers, a 4-1 win against Cabo Verde in Yaoundé, and a 1-0 draw with Angola in Luanda. Their next 2 games against Namibia in Yaoundé and Zimbabwe in Kampala, Uganda, will set the pace for the team's campaign to next year's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco.
The key items to remember in this newscast: the registration of eligible voters in Cameroon ends today at midnight, and Cameroon's under-20 women's football team will clash in Mexico, 9 p.m. Cameroon time, that will be in Bogota, Colombia, in the World Cup of the category. Here now is a summary of the news in French with Daniel Sopo.
Bon après-midi à tous. Aujourd'hui, le Cameroun atteint un jalon décisif avec la clôture des inscriptions sur les listes électorales pour l'année 2024. Le directeur général des élections, Eric Essousset, s'est engagé sur le terrain à travers un périple des antennes communales de Yaoundé pour sensibiliser les citoyens à l'importance de leur participation. Cette initiative vise à encourager tous les électeurs potentiels à faire entendre leur voix dans le processus démocratique, rappelant que chaque vote est essentiel pour façonner l'avenir du pays. Dans les régions, les délégations d'élections Cameroun renforcent les capacités
opérationnel des antennes communales et sillonne les lieux depuis les premières heures de cette journée. Le temps est relativement clément à Douala. Depuis ce matin, la capitale économique retrouve progressivement son éclat après les pluies torrentielles qui ont provoqué d'importantes inondations hier. Les dégâts matériels importants sont enregistrés dans les ménages. Heureusement, pas de pertes en vies humaines. Préparatif de la rentrée scolaire 2024, le ministre délégué à la présidence de la République, chargé des marchés publics, apporte son soutien à la communauté éducative du Mayo-Sava dans l'extrême nord. Ibrahim Talbamala a mis à la disposition d'une centaine d'élèves des fournitures scolaires pour leur assurer une reprise effective des cours dans ce département. L'initiative allège également la peine des parents en cette veille de rentrée scolaire. À l'est, le maire de Batouri, lui également, remit des kits scolaires et autres appuis financiers aux quatre pôles qui abritent la quatrième édition du championnat de vacances de la Concorde. En sport, Cannes Maroc 2025, les Lions Indomptables du Cameroun livrent leurs deux premières rencontres le 7 et 10 septembre prochain contre la Namibie à domicile et le Zimbabwe à Kampala en Ouganda. La liste des joueurs retenus pour ces deux matchs est officielle depuis hier. Les choix de l'entraîneur sélectionneur national, Mark Brice, ont été relevés sur la plateforme digitale de la Fédération camerounaise de football. Il s'agit de 24 joueurs, des absents, à l'instar de Jean-Charles Castelletto, Eric Mati Choupo-Moting, Brice Moumou-Ngamaleu, Pierre Koundé-Malon, des comebacks, mais également de nouveaux visages. Mesdames, Messieurs, alors qu'il est 15h passé de 32 minutes, c'est la fin du Trip IM. Merci de l'avoir écouté.